name is Robert Baumley. My specialty is African religions, but also teach Islam, Native American religions, and Australasian religions.
Okay.
General comparative courses in religion and society, religion and politics, religion and gender, religion and race, religion and imperialism, things of that sort. Try to be sensitive and inclusive. Having some Jewish songs, some Muslim songs, some Hindu or Buddhist songs, or even just songs from those areas of the world would enrich it. And it again allows people to see themselves there, that there's an acknowledgement of their culture and their culture contribution. Trees that are decorated with celebratory things that aren't particularly religious is fine. Putting angels and stuff starts to cross the line. The star is kind of a borderline. I personally would prefer that a star not be on there, but because I know the religious symbolism of it, but it's also could be seen as just a star. But I'd be generally careful to avoid explicitly religious symbols on the trees. There are some people who would say don't have the trees at all, but the tree is not originally, the Christmas tree is not originally a Christian symbol, so I don't think it should be considered explicitly an imposition of Christians. That idea that there is life even in winter and that there are evergreen things that survive the cold, is not offensive to any religion in the world. That's the original symbolism of it. I don't think you have to ban trees. I think you can decorate it. The campus can have a holiday tree. But I would avoid explicitly religious symbols. I'd avoid having mangers. If you want to reach out to all of your customers or potential customers, I'd go with season's greetings or best wishes of the holiday season and a happy new year. There should always be a vegetarian option for those who don't eat meat, which is often on religious grounds, though not always. Some mm-hmm. It's just on health grounds. There should be a vegetarian option, and there should be a non-pork option. To accommodate the many religious communities that don't eat meat or don't eat pork. And those two things need to be there.